Hi, I'm Carl Deshoots. What do the Ford Model A, the Duesenberg SSJ Speedster, and a Willys MB Jeep all have in common? If you said they're old, you're right. But there's something else that ties these iconic vehicles together, and it's related to our first topic today on CNN 10. That topic is computer chips. These cars ain't got 'em. Today's cars do. Dozens of them. They're not just found in the touchscreen infotainment systems that replaced the buttons and switches you played with as a little kid. Keyless entry, engine operation, anti-lock brakes, automatic transmissions, airbag systems. All of these are controlled with semiconductors, computer chips. And one of the many strange ripple effects of the coronavirus pandemic is a global shortage of these chips. About 12% of them go to car makers, and the automotive industry is worth trillions of dollars worldwide. So if car makers can't get chips into their vehicles and then can't produce them as quickly as they used to, economic problems could result around the world. The makers of these semiconductors shut down temporarily because of the pandemic, but they're back up and running now. So you'd think that would have just caused a delay in the production of things that use them. But with more people spending more time at home last year, demand for computer chips went through the roof as consumers bought new computers, TVs, and game consoles. So now, car makers are having trouble getting the ones they need for new vehicles. Christy Lou Stout has more info on why the chips are down.
It's so easy to take them for granted. The tiny silicon-based semiconductors that fuel our modern lives, our smartphones, our laptops, and our cars. Now, the average car has between 50 to 150 chips that are used to monitor important engine and safety systems, along with GPS navigation or driver assistance when you try to parallel park. But when the pandemic hammered auto sales last year, top chip makers shifted capacity away from car makers to gadget makers, resulting in a critical shortage of car chips that's been called Chipageddon.
1 million cars could actually be lost in the coming months. So that's quite a lot. If you take the average value of a car, which might be, say, what, $20,000, $30,000 maybe dollars, it would actually lead to about $20 to $30 billion in lost revenue.
There is a growing list of automakers cutting production because of the chip crunch. In Japan, you have Subaru, Toyota, Honda, and Nissan. And in the U.S., Ford and GM. Now, in a statement, GM says this, quote, despite our mitigation efforts, the semiconductor shortage will impact GM production in 2021. We're currently assessing the overall impact, but our focus is to keep producing our most in-demand products. As the chip crunch disrupts production, analysts say it may delay a global recovery in the auto sector. U.S. senators are urging the White House to take action. In a letter sent earlier this month, 15 U.S. senators from auto-producing states warned that the shortage threatens our post-pandemic economic recovery. It's also a diplomatic issue. To resolve the shortage, the U.S. is working with Taiwan, home of TSMC, the world's largest contract chip maker. The Taiwan chip giant says the auto chip shortage is its top priority, saying this, quote, TSMC is currently expediting these critical automotive products through our wafer fabs. While our capacity is fully utilized with demand from every sector, TSMC is reallocating our wafer capacity to support the worldwide automotive industry, unquote. As Taiwan pledges help, a warning from the other chip-making giant in Asia, Samsung Electronics, says the auto chip shortage could hit smartphones. And if you are planning a new purchase, consider this.
If you need something, just buy it now, if it's on stock. Otherwise, unfortunately, you'll have to wait another 3 to 6 months, according to our latest working estimates.
Huge ripple effects are being felt across tech, auto manufacturing, and the global economy, all from a tiny piece of silicon. Christy Lu Stout, CNN, Hong Kong.
10-second trivia. Which of these islands is the largest? Bahrain, Sri Lanka, Iceland, or Hispaniola? Of these options, Iceland, which compares in size to the U.S. state of Kentucky, is the largest.
what was surprising was the colors of the orange. Much, much deeper than what you'd expect. So, it's absolutely breathtaking.
We are just here to look at the people and see that everything is okay, and just watch out that the people don't go too close to the lava.
So it's quite an interesting eruption. It didn't really begin with a strong bang, but instead we've had this fantastic earthquake swarm with probably 50,000 earthquakes in a month. And so the magma had been gradually rising towards the surface and is now producing a relatively small eruption compared to the last one in Iceland.
If you'd received last night's newsletter, you would have known already that story was coming up. But hey, it's okay. You can still get that newsletter. All you gotta do is go to CNN10.com, scroll down near the bottom of the page, and click Sign Up for Daily Emails so you can sign up for daily emails, and they'll magically appear in your inbox before each day's show. Therapy dogs can be amazing companions. The American Kennel Club says they may help reduce people's anxiety and blood pressure, that they can help people cope with emotional and physical hardships. They're often used to help patients in hospital settings, but a medical center in Boston, Massachusetts has a completely different way of thinking when it comes to therapy dogs.
Dr. Spot, please report to the ER, stat. That's what they did at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.
Test the robot actually in the emergency department.
With a computer tablet for a head. Beaming the faces of ER doctors, able to interact with patients from a COVID-safe distance. Not to mention
cameras that could then also sense vital signs like heart rate, respiratory rate, oxygen levels.
But they weren't so much testing the robotics. They were more interested in whether patients would accept Dr. Spot. The Boston Dynamics RoboDog has been humanized through dance videos. Do you love me? And even pulling jingle bells. Santa's sleigh in an earlier version. The last time we recall a doctor having a robo-dog, Doctor Who did things like play chess with him.
Your move, master.
I know it's my move. Don't flash your eyes at me.
Dr. Spot didn't flash his eyes at anyone, but would you want to see this? Charging at you when you're sick?
Well, I think that's exactly what we wanted to de-risk.
MIT Assistant Professor Giovanni Traverso says the RoboDog was spot on with the 40 patients they sicked him on.
The robot looks like a dog, and, you know, I think dogs too are endearing to many, and so actually the reception was very positive.
Unlike at a previous press demo, Professor Traverso says there were no accidents in the ER. Jeannie Most, CNN, New York.
The hospital is doggedly determined to provide service. Is it warm and fuzzy? No. Will it therapize the patients and give them thera peace of mind? Some will say it's spot on. Some will say it's just what the doctor ordered. But critics might want someone to lift their spirits instead of just its leg, and they may say the whole hospital's going to the dogs. Hey, speaking of going places, we're going to the capital of Ghana today. In West Africa, the American International School is watching in the city of Accra. It's great to hear from you on YouTube. I'm Carl Azus for CNN.